This holiday weekend, many Americans will patronize shopping malls and hardware stores in hopes of giving their homes a spring spruce up. They're not the only ones. Ask a Russian family what they're up to, and the answer may well be redecorating. New TV programs offer homeowner advice, and new malls cater to the tastes and budgets of a small but growing middle class. NPR's Anne Garrels joined the stampede.
If Dante were writing his Inferno today, he might add a 10th circle of hell, a visit to one of Russia's new malls on a weekend. The free buses ferrying shoppers from the nearest subway stop are jammed. Traffic crawls the last several miles to packed parking lots. The shoppers at Moscow's mega mall are not the infamous nouveau riche, but young professionals, engineers, accountants, and lawyers like Dima Potapov and Yekaterina Medvedeva. In their early 30s, they're among the many who have put off having children to make their careers and buy their first apartment. Now, they want to install a sleek, modern kitchen.
Our apartment is only two rooms plus the kitchen. It's not very big, but it's cozy, and we want to make it even more attractive.
Their destination is IKEA, a rite of passage for millions of Russians. At over $1 billion, the Swedish furniture store is one of the largest investors in Russia and the engine behind five big new malls. Yevgeny Drozdov, a 28-year-old with sparkling blue eyes and a hint of gray in his stylishly cut hair, has worked for IKEA since the company first arrived here 7 years ago. He now manages IKEA's largest store and a staff of 600. Despite ongoing bureaucratic wrangles and IKEA's public battles with corruption, Yevgeny has seen huge changes.
The average receipt in the store is growing, so which means people are more regularly getting their income.
No longer satisfied with the once ubiquitous dull brown, he says Russians are looking for color and style.
People are getting more demanding. When we only opened, we literally didn't have the competition. People were just happy to visit us. Now we are competing with new retail chains.
It's estimated one in every 10 Europeans is conceived on an IKEA bed. Yevgeny hopes that will one day be the case in Russia. To keep prices competitive, the company is producing more and more of its products here instead of importing them. One couple complains everything's too expensive and leaves unhappy and empty-handed. But trolleys piled high with do-it-yourself tables, chairs, and accessories suggest others are satisfied.
We need furniture. We need everything.
Yelena and Igor Pitalov, both engineers in their late 30s, are redoing their entire new four-room apartment, tossing out the last remnants of Soviet drab. They've little patience for those who are nostalgic for the past.
We have much more than our parents had, much more. We have no complaints. We are happy.
The cafeteria offering poached salmon and the trademark Swedish meatballs, of course, is full. Yelena Konatina and her 28-year-old daughter take a break from measuring and mulling over the mind-boggling assortment of closet combinations. They recently returned to Russia after living in France for several years. Despite a slowdown in the economy, they decided business opportunities in Moscow are better than in Europe. Yelena says Russians spend whatever they have.
It's a huge weakness here, and we can capitalize on it. Russians live for today and don't save for tomorrow. That's the secret.
It's a secret retailers like IKEA are banking on, and the mauling of Russia is now expanding well beyond the capital to the outlying provinces, changing the landscape and how Russians live. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.